T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And as Twitter's reacting, Howie Long just told John Marks he's not a smart man. Hashtag dumbass. Hashtag DEFCON 5. John Greco, Long was right. John, the question was DEFCON 5 dumb.
Oh, come on,
you
man.
Jackass.
Yeah, don't let
DEFCON
Ben.
DEFCON 5 of dumb questions.
Paul in Northeast Philly, what do you think, Paul?
Listen, nothing against you. I love you. I love your show. That was a dumb question.
Okay.
Dumb.
Well,
all right, I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
That guy put shoulder pads on, helmet, his son, ready to go to war. He's going to be watching him personally, that player only, for most of the game. His son, who he bleeds for, who he would die for, and you ask him, who do you think's going to win?
What was my exact question? Because I don't think it was, I didn't say who's going to win. Here's what I was looking for, Paul.
I don't think it was a dumb question. I thought his response was
I agree. You played football your whole entire life.
Yes.
You have a boy. You watch him play. It, no matter if you think he's going to lose that game or not, you say, who's going to win? My boy, my team, my son's team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Even
if I don't believe it.
Paul, hold on a second. But here's what he could have said. He could have given an answer as an analyst, which by the way, is what he is.
Even
if he doesn't have to pick against, even if he's had to pick against his son, he still could have given a thoughtful answer to say, like, well, listen, I'm picking the Eagles. Obviously, Chris is on the team, but here's what I think, or here's how I play. Whatever, some kind of analysis. Okay. I have him on. I got to get a pick on the game. That's my mindset.
I agree with what you're saying, John. But I want you to say one thing he said. If you caught on to that. No matter what team I give it,
I understand.
My son's team always wins, and the other team knows it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Dawn Lansdowne. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. Yes, I'm totally on your side, John.
I did not
think that it was a dumb question. I think he totally, he didn't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't think he understood your question.
No, I think he understood it. I just think that he's like, duh, I'm not picking against my son.
Adam says, that's basically the answer.
Adam says it's not that dumb, and I think that's the way to put it. It wasn't that dumb, Adam. I'm not saying I'm the greatest interviewer in the world, but it wasn't that dumb, right?
Nah, it wasn't that dumb at all. In fact, when you asked, I was interested to see what he had to say until he dropped the DEFCON 5 of dumb questions thing on you.
Me too.
Yeah. If you were like John Gruden and your brother's a coach of the Redskins, you think there'd be anything wrong with him saying, yo, Jay, I think you're about to get your ass kicked here, man. I mean, I don't think there's any harm in being honest, you know? Not that I think that's going to happen, though. I think the Eagles are going to win. I'm just using that as an example.
All right.
Well, now, how do you think how do you think it would go in the Long household if his son hears that his dad picked against him?
Well, that's probably why he picked the Eagles.
Exactly.
Again, I don't think it's the DEFCON 5 of dumb questions. I think it's a little steep. And John, I give you props for not letting that escalate.
Boy, me too. I'm with you on that, Adam.
Adam, I was actually more shocked than anything else. Honestly, it's kind of a throwaway question. We were at a point in the interview where I needed to get him off. It had already gone too long as it was. And I'm not doing my job unless I'm asking him for a pick on the game. I mean, that's just reality of it. He's on to talk about the game, and I feel like I almost have to, even if it's just a throwaway question, I have to ask him what he thinks the result of the game is going to be. And that's more or less what I was trying to do. So there you go. By the way, Bud Light, this Friday is the Bud Light Eagles Pep Rally at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Ava Graham will be giving away a trip to attend this weekend's game against the Saints in New Orleans with fans of Philly. Details at 94WIP.com/events. And Joe G's going to be doing his show there as well. So definitely step out the Bud Light Eagles Pep Rally, Chickens and Pete, South Philly, tomorrow night.
Do you want to get a replay? Do we need a replay to determine, get a judgment on what happened?
Yeah, sure.
Honestly, I... Yeah. Oh,
Oh, I mean, we can definitely move on.
I'm laughed out. I don't want this to turn into more than what it really was.
Well, let's see. Was it really that big of a deal?
Well, he tried to do that, not me. Are you giving us a lean on where you're going? Can you give us a lean where you're going on the game? I know you guys have the game on Sunday.
You talking about Philadelphia, New Orleans?
Yes.
Is this like...
That's a trick question.
There's like DEFCON 5 of dumb questions. That's DEFCON 5.
Why is that a dumb question?
Well, because who do you think I'm picking?
Yeah, I mean...
I wonder if I led him down that road after I heard it again. Did I lead him down
that road?
To go with the whole...
I did a poor frame...
Over the top.
I did a poor frame... A poor job framing the question to where I should have asked him a more direct question to where he wouldn't have called it dumb, right? Like, if I'm asking him to pick the game, he's picking the Eagles because the Suns on the team. I wasn't accounting for that, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm replaying it in my head.
Yeah, no, because you saw where it was going long before I did.
As soon as it came out, I'm like, oh, Lord.
You saw, I had no idea. Well, I didn't even know what was going on. I'm like, huh? Like,
I
what?
I'm like, yep.
Uh-huh. Let's go to Dan in the Poconos. We'll get back into this if people want to talk about Dan in the Poconos. Hi, Dan.
Hi, and Ike.
What's
Love
up, brother?
You guys.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. I'm on my way right now. Me and the wife just got into Alabama on the way down to the game.
Oh, wow!
We're gonna show for the team. So we're hoping well.
Hold on. When'd you guys leave?
We left yesterday, okay. And we stopped down in Virginia last night, and then now we're just got into Alabama, and hopefully we'll be there tonight.
All right.
We got tickets. We're pumped up.
Road trip.
Road trip.
It's a long drive down there.
We've been driving for quite a while, and it's going to be a while. I couldn't believe how cold it was here. It was like 20. It was 20 degrees this morning. It was nuts. But anyway, your question. I think your question was fine. You maybe could have phrased a little bit, you know, if you didn't have a son playing. But you know what? It was sort of a tough way to go, you know, one way or the other. So,
am I wrong for laughing at this, Dan?
No, honestly, we were laughing. We were sort of hysterical here, going, you know, you were damned if you did, and you were damned if you didn't.
It was, so, man. I feel bad for my guy, man.
Yeah, you had to say it. So, man, but
I'm telling you, Howie better not let me catch him on the streets, man. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, sure.
He's still a big dude too.
Oh, he's a monster.
Yeah.
Well, he was. You remember last year after?
Yeah, he's still a big guy too.
He was in town for the parade. I think we talked to him that day, and he was saying that he was kind of roaming the streets late now after the NFC Championship game.
I was going to say the NFC Championship game. I saw him at that NFC Championship game.
And he's staying downtown at a hotel, and him and his wife are kind of walking in the streets. And
out there celebrating with everybody.
It's hard not to see how he looked coming from a mile away, man.
Watching people eat horse poo-poo. Last year. Yeah, can we skip that this year if we get to the Super Bowl?
I think it was good luck.
Can we skip punching horses and eating horse boo-boo?
Well, the punching the horse, yes. The manure, no. It's good luck, right?
As long as it's the same person that's doing it.
Yeah, because
they're already used to it.
Yeah. Let's go to Jared. Jared's in Port Richmond. Hi, Jared.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Jared?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
All right. Almost here. We're about 72 hours away, 73 hours away to kickoff.
Oh, I'm pumped. I'm so pumped.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a little afraid, but I'm pumped. But look, what I wanted to say is, I hate to say this, but Howie's kind of the dumb one.
Mm.
And I'll put it to you this way. I'm in the Air Force. DEFCON 5 means everything's fine. DEFCON 1, that's bad news.
Oh.
So really what he said was your question is okay. DEFCON 5 is good to go. It's a great question.
DEFCON 5 less severe. DEFCON 1 less most severe.
Most severe.
So it was a dumb question, but not that dumb.
Right. Well, you know what? He asked an analyst for an analytical point of view.
Well, you know what, Howie? To be honest, he's a Villanova grad. Maybe he was saying it wasn't that bad.
No, he wasn't.
You don't think he knows what DEFCON 5 is?
No, he was saying he's stupid.
Okay. No, I'm with you. Now, even I didn't know, so I don't know. I thought DEFCON 5 was bad. Yeah. Okay, good job.
Right on, man.
Good birds.
Appreciate it. Well, there you go.
Go Birds.
Let me see. Yeah, at the end of it.
Go Birds.
People are saying my new nickname is DEFCON 5.
DEFCON 5.
Yeah. In fact, the Whitey Ashburn Twitter, I don't know if you ever saw him, Whitey in Heaven. DEFCON John, Harry.
DEFCON John.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Was it stupid for me to ask him for his game pick? Yes or no? Let's see. I'm voting no. 60% say yes. Okay.
Okay. That's almost half and half.
There you go. There you go.
I just don't get why couldn't he have just said the Eagles are going to win? Like, that's what Michael Vick did, right?
Yeah, but his son's not on the team.
Yeah, I mean,
you think if Michael Vick's son played for the Saints, he would have said the Eagles are going to win?
No, but I'm saying if Vick's son played for the Eagles, you can just say the Eagles are going to win and just, like, be rah-rah. Like,
oh, yeah,
that's all we want to hear.
No. I'm with you. I agree. I think Howie is trying to say it's obvious who I think is going to win, who I'm rooting for or whatever.
Yeah, he was saying, hey, dummy, Chris plays on the team. I'm his father. Right. I'm never going to pick against him. To where, in reality, what I wanted was a little bit of analysis on the game.
On the game, yes.
Right. I know he's not, in hindsight, I know he's not going to pick against the Eagles.
Well, because who do you think I'm picking?
Awesome.
Here we go.
That's awesome.
Like a new toy in there to him, man.
Right.
Con 5 of dumb questions.
Right. But you chuckle in the background, makes all that. But right, but I mean, seriously, he can't give an answer to where he's even if he says the Eagles to where he's going to say, listen, this is going to be a really tough test. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees down in New Orleans is very difficult to beat. There, but I mean, he just.
But I got to go with my son.
And
you know
what they've done, yes, and everything else.
Yes, like, he could have gave you an answer, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he could have given a thoughtful answer.
Yes, he could have.
If he wanted to.
Maybe he felt like he had talked too long already.
Well, yeah, but he didn't feel that way either. I'll guarantee you that. But here's the thing. If he gives a thoughtful answer, which nobody really cares about, then. No, but seriously, at that point, he's going to say the Eagles. He's like, yeah, I think Nick can do it. And I'll be like, see that, Ike? He thinks Nick can do it. Right, and then
we love Howie Long, man.
I do like Howie Long.
I don't want the wrong impression put out there right now.
What impression am I putting out there?
No, not you. I just, people can be looking at, we're ripping Howie Long on it. I want to get the guy back on here. His son is on the team. They win the game. I want the guy to come back on this week. I don't want him to hear through some back channel that he got ripped on WIP's airwaves all day.
Maybe 2 weeks he comes back. Maybe not next week. Maybe I need a week off from Howie. Tony Dungy wouldn't insult me like that. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Wendell in Chester. Hi, Wendell or Wendell. What's up, brother?
Hey, I think Howie was right. After me having a son, I would never go against him. And any father who would go against their son, unless you have two of them playing.
All right.
Right. Well, he said he wasn't picking anybody when his two sons were playing last week.
But I just want to let y'all know I picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl last year, right as soon as we won. I picked them to go back-to-back.
You did? You call me dumb? You think I give a damn about you keeping score at home about this year's Super Bowl?
What?
Hello?
This is our dynasty, and we're going to keep both of them quarterbacks.
Oh, God.
Keep them both?
That's the smart move, to keep both of them.
All right, so how exactly do you do it? Do you franchise Nick or you just sign him long term? He takes less money because he doesn't really want money.
The plan is already in effect.
What is
Peterson it? Peterson has sat both of them down and let them know what their role is. Let them know what their role is, and I would love it if we could continue to have Carson Wentz as the starting quarterback and Nick Foles get up at.
Yeah, I know, but hold on. Wendell, you're short on details and how he stays, because he can elect to be a free agent after this season, right?
It ain't about the money. It's about getting into the hall.
Get in the hall
as a backup?
I mean, yes. It's never about money. Nick Foles, he could have retired and had nothing. But he stepped in at the right time. And he knows how to do this.
All right.
He's waiting on all them guys to get banged all up, and then he's going to come in. Hey.
You got to figure it out, Wendell, that's for sure.
New Orleans got a butt-kicking coming.
I agree.
They have a butt-kicking coming. I'm going to say blitz. Blitz, breathe, just keep blitzing. If we get burned on the outside with the backs, we get better. Then I just say keep the pressure on him.
You seem like you were some defensive coordinator in your past, Wendell.
No, I used to play a little bit of football.
All right.
A little bit.
But I say blitz.
All right.
Blitz.
All right.
If he beat us. But I want him to feel the pressure.
Yep.
What you want to do on defense?
What would I do on defense?
Yeah.
We're going to blitz him.
Oh, okay.
And we got to let our corners know if he's burning us, he's burning us. You guys got to help out. But I want him blitzed.
All right, man.
Bring two men.
We got you. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game on Sunday, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. In all seriousness, as far as blitzing with Drew Brees,
yeah, I'd advise against that.
So is this one of these defense? Because obviously, I can't take anything from the first game. I don't know what they did. Mm-hmm. I don't really care what they did. But the teams that have had success, and I'm sure this is what they're studying this week. The teams that have had success, Dallas, for instance, mm-hmm. what were they doing? Is it getting to Brees? Is it just dropping back in coverage?
Got to mix it up.
Yeah,
he's too smart. He's too smart, and he beats you pre-snap. That's what he does, right? If you're not a good disguising team where you can disguise your coverages or your blitzes or what have you, he can get to the line of scrimmage, and just through his tape study, he knows you're not going to surprise him. I'll put it this way. It's very little that can surprise him. He's seen all types of exotic looks from a defense. Guy's been around almost 20 years. Right? What is this, 17th year in the league? Something like that, 18
years? Yeah, it would have to be.
Yeah, so you're not going to confuse him from that standpoint. But if you can throw an extra wrinkle or two in there, then you may have a chance. You may have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, you may have to go with the same game plan you went with versus the Bears, not from an exact schematic standpoint, but from a philosophy standpoint, meaning they didn't blitz the Bears into that last series. And you see what happened on that last series,
mm-hmm.
right? So we don't have great man coverage corners.
Right.
So when you blitz and if you don't get home, now you leave these guys exposed. They're out there left to run with people one-on-one. And as much as we think the guys have improved, for me, Avante Maddox is the only one I'm really comfortable with.
That could change real fast.
Yeah,
thinking
exactly.
They improved.
So I think you got to give him some different looks. I'm not saying you don't blitz him at all, but you can't give him a steady diet of pressures because, you know, good quarterbacks against the blitz, they'll expose you.
They'll pick you apart.
Just like Nick Foles. Look at Nick Foles' number against the blitz. If he knows where it's coming from,
he knows where to put it.
Knows where to put the ball.
You're right. You're right. Do you think that the Eagles played less man because when you're in man coverage against a quarterback that has wheels, he can really hurt you because your back's to the
–
because Trubisky did – and I think he was hurt too.
Yep.
He did nothing in the running game.
Yep. But they had to prepare the game plan
as if
he would. You're right. You play less man when you got a quarterback that can run around. You can play a little more man with Drew.
Yes.
Because you know Drew Brees is not running anywhere.
It's not a part of his game.
No.
It's not a big part of his game. All right, let's go to George. George is in Delaware. Hi, George.
What up, George?
Hey, Johnny Marks. How you doing, man?
Hi, buddy.
Listen, that has to be one, not the top five. That's got to be the number one stupidest question you could ask the father. His son's playing on that team?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Johnny. You're better than that, brother.
I am? I guess I'm not. That's the thing.
You'll be better than that today. That was the stupidest question you can ask the father.
All right.
But listen, go Birds. That's the most important thing. And you don't ask a pop that kind of question. You've been on the radio long enough, brother. Come on.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Did I bring on – I thought I was bringing on Howie Long, the NFL analyst. Right. I didn't realize I was Howie Long, dad of Chris Long. I thought I was getting a combination of both.
He's the father of Chris Long. Come on. You don't ask a pop and father – just like I said. God forbid
I ask him what he thinks about the game. God forbid, George.
Mark, John, you're going crazy there, brother. You're going nuts. That's a father. You don't ask the father who's he going to root for. He's going to root for his son's team.
I didn't ask root. You're making that up. But your vote is counted. It's tabulated. It's tabulated, you rat.
Well, because who do you think I'm picking?
Exactly. Johnny, who you think I'm picking? Exactly. He's a smart man. Johnny, go get him, brother. You know what I mean? You'll get him. You'll
all right, George. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll be all right. Thanks, George.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, it's, I'm getting text messages from friends saying, yep, dumb. Yep,
DEFCON
dumb.
5 of dumb questions.
You seem to enjoy it a little bit more than I appreciate it. I mean, did you slap your knee once or twice over there, Ike? Can you actually hear the slapping in the cut?
I haven't even
DEFCON 5 of dumb questions.
My ticklish level hasn't even gone down on this thing yet, man. I'm still laughing hard every time I hear it, man.
All right, one more. Tyrone and Overbrook. Oh, hi, Tyrone.
Hey.
What's
Mark
up, Ty?
And Ike.
What's up, Ty?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
I'm like Ike. I believe that it was locker room talk, and he was comfortable enough to say to you guys that he thinks it was a dumb, stupid question. After all,
he was comfortable enough to say that. That's for sure.
Yeah, and after all, you have asked some stupid questions in the past.
Oh,
like,
man,
but hear me out though. Like, should we trade Carson for and keep Foles, or should Foles start over Carson?
When did I ask him you that? Know, hold on a second.
In the beginning, when he was debating on not today, but in the beginning when we were debating on should Foles
on the show you're talking about.
Yeah,
I said dumb things.
That question.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've said dumb things. I've said many dumb things over the years. Tyrone, sure.
Yeah, that's so, all of us.
Yeah. So yeah. That's why I'm glad Reese is on the show, because at least you know he has a football perspective as well as the analyst perspective.
Absolutely.
You know, also, hey, Tyrone.
Just, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we ain't going to let you divide and conquer here, man. Yep. What are you
doing? No. I'm not trying to do that. No, I'm not trying to do that. But I'm trying to make a point, right? Because the point of keeping Carson is like when the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, you know, I had Dallas fans and the Patriots fans, instead of congratulating, they say win another one. And I believe that with Carson that we can win multiple Super Bowls than with Nick Foles, because I'm looking for a dynasty instead of like just winning a couple of Super Bowls.
Even Howie Long calling me a dumbass can't stop people from calling in and debating Foles or Wentz. Because he called in to talk about the question.
DEFCON 5.
Why is that a dumb question?
Well, because who do you think I'm picking?
What's a great response from him? What? Who do you think I'm picking? Howie Long, ladies and gentlemen. So there you have it, Ike.
DEFCON 5 of dumb questions.
Well, I'll try to ask.
I think I had a nervous laugh going.
That didn't sound nervous to me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.